It's like weird because a lot of people don't realize, like you don't think about it. But once someone points it out to you, it's surprising, like even around town, how few women you see on stage, you know? You don't as often see women as drummers or guitarists, bassists, anyone in those roles. I did a little bit more research and saw that like the surprising statistics of the ratio of men versus women on stage at music festivals, specifically at music festivals and music festival lineups.
That's Alexi King, a recent graduate of IU Bloomington, who during an internship at Midby Midwest Productions decided she wanted to do something about female representation at music festivals.
So in the beginning of the internship, I created this list of a bunch of ideas that I had, one of which was a women in music festival. So we ended up putting together a weekend of women in music. So it was more like a concert series. And we had a great reaction from the community. There was so much support.
She called this event the Bloomington Women in Music Festival and had a greater impact than Alexi confesses, as the small concert series evolved into a nonprofit organization that is known today as Midway Music Speaks, whose mission is to celebrate and connect women in music through promotion, empowerment, and performance opportunities like the upcoming Midway Music Festival. But Alexi didn't get here alone.
My name is Rachel Glago. I am the marketing director for Midway Music Festival, and I am also the vice president for Midway Music Speaks. So Alexi was an intern at Cardinal Stage. I work for Cardinal Stage, and on one of her shifts, she was like, "Hey, I want to talk to you about an idea I've got. See if it's something you'd be interested in helping me with." And it has nothing to do with Cardinal. And I was like, "All right, well, what's on your mind?" And she pitched me this idea. She was like, "I want to do a women in music festival," is what she called it at the time. "And I want to put on this music festival that features women musicians and artists." And I was like, "Okay, sure, what do you need?" And she's like, "Well, I really would love your help with marketing." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, no problem, I can help you with marketing." It has turned into a lot more than just, "Can I help you with marketing?"
You didn't mishear Rachel. She works at Cardinal Stage Company on top of Midway and many other projects in Bloomington. Midway Music Speaks has no office, conference room, or reserved parking spaces, because the entire festival is planned and produced on a volunteer basis.
Why would you volunteer for anything, right? You have to be really passionate about it. You volunteer because you care about what you're doing, you care about the organization, and you believe that it's important. So that's why I choose to volunteer for Midway. I volunteer for a bunch of other things. I think giving back to your community is incredibly important. And this is one where I've chosen to volunteer a majority of my time because I think that it can have a much larger impact. And I think most importantly for me is I want young women and girls to be able to see this festival or see women on stage and think, "Oh, I can actually have a career in music and I could do that too."
Midway isn't in the business of just giving women a stage like any other music festival. Instead, they offer artists the opportunity to build a network and donate a percentage of their proceeds to a local charity.
We host Midway Mingle, which is an event right after the festival or the following day. And it's an opportunity for all of the artists, whether they're local, regional, or national, to come together after the festival to connect, to network with each other. We also bring in a few sponsors, some venue managers that can come in so that these women can actually build a network within the industry. Every year we select a nonprofit organization that will get a percentage of proceeds, and then we donate it on behalf of Midway Music Speaks to the organization. So Middleway House was a beneficiary one year, My Sister's Closet was a beneficiary as well last year, and actually My Sister's Closet is the beneficiary again this year.
The festival begins this Saturday, September 8th at 12 p.m. at 3rd Street Park, featuring headliners Ivy Soul and Hazel English. The festivities continued the rest of the evening at venues like The Bishop, Players Pub, The Blockhouse, and The Back Door.
You'll also be able to find great local acts.
Again, Alexi King.
We will have Amy O and Aaron Toby.
My name is Aaron Toby.
In 2016, Aaron Toby and her band released Middle Maze, an album featuring many of the songs she'll be playing at the festival, including the track titled Work It Out.
The band currently for these songs that I wrote is myself with Jeff Grant playing drums and Patrick Jennings playing bass. This song started as a guitar song, but then when we started to record it, it somehow turned turned into this electropop song. We had this wandering genie organ that we had borrowed, and I think that the majority of the song was played on this organ. It's the kind that has all the colored switches, the little paddles that you flip down that like your grandma, my grandma had one in her house.
If it is not crying, do not try to work things out.
The lyrics are they're sarcastic. It's like, it's all about, it's like, if it is not knocking, do not let it out. If what's burning is not yours, don't put the fire out. It's kind of like, it's all about self-interest.
If you cannot see it, do not seek it out.
Like the cynical narrator in the first half, and then there's the roller skate, the roller rink, do 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 do. There's that little solo, and that kind of switches the voice. Voices. Your mom comes in and is like, no, dummy, you can't. You need to look after the people around you and talk about your feelings. The resolution of the song is like, no, of course not. Just kidding. Like, really, the actual, you know, the way to live your life is to be talking about things and figuring things, working things out together. Not just burying your head in the sand and staying in your room in the dark all day.
Midway is kind of this sign of hope.
Again, Rachel Glago.
That women in music have a chance in this industry, that there are people out there that really want to see women in music thrive. I think that change can be made on any scale. And I think when small organizations and grassroots organizations try to make a difference, they can have a much larger impact than they think they will have. It just takes one person to do something. And if one person can inspire someone else, then that inspiration will hopefully continue to grow. And I think with this festival, it's a very similar philosophy of that ripple effect, where if we can make an impact here on Bloomington and in this community, then why can't we make an impact on the region? And then why can't we make an impact on the Midwest? And then why not the country? And then why not the world? And I think that it starts small, but there's a lot of change that needs to happen, and I think there's a lot of change that we can do in order to make and create a more inclusive music industry and music scene.
You can learn more about Midway Music Festival by visiting midwaymusicfestival.org. For WFIU Arts, I'm Rick Brewer.